we're going to attempt this morning to get it out. Excuse me. We said there's an Isser benefiting from the malacha that the non-Jew does. There's an Isser of Hamnoa from the malacha that the non-Jew does. So we want to clarify that halacha. Isser of Hamnoa. So we're going to define what type of Hamnoa we're talking about and what type of benefit we're talking about. What type of malacha we're talking about. So regards to the Hamnoa, Chazal differentiate between three types of hanoah. One hanoah is called direct benefit. The non-Jew turns on the light, the person can now see before he could not see. So therefore, that's osur. You cannot have that benefit. There, on the other end of the spectrum, there is an indirect benefit. The person, the light was on, the non-Jew turned off the light, now he can sleep. He just removed the problem. Hasaras hamineya, and that's mutar. And they also said, let's say a case where the person, there's a light on in the room already, and the non-Jew added more light. So it's definitely easier to read now than it was before, but it was possible to read beforehand. So Tosefes Hanoah is also mutter. You're also allowed to benefit from the Tosefes Hanoah that the non-Jew gave to the Jew. If, however, there was something which you could not have done before with that minimal amount of light, and now with this extra light you could, so that would be called direct benefit, and that would be us. Halacha also differentiates between whether we're talking about a malacha deraisa and a malacha derabana. Malacha deraisa, no Jew may benefit from what this non-Jew did. He did it for Reuven, but Shimon can't have the benefit either. It's also for any Jew to use that and get that benefit. If it's a malacha derabana, then it's only usur for the person himself who was done for and his family. But another Jew would be allowed to benefit from that malacha derabanan which was done. The last point we have to point out about this Isser applies not only on Shabbos, it extends to after Shabbos also. How long after Shabbos? The amount of time it would take to have that work could have been done. So turning on a light is a minimal amount of time. But if in the case of the non-Jew would be delivering, traveling somewhere and getting something for the Jew and delivering it, so you say the ability to go, get the time it takes after Shabbos to travel that place and bring it back, that's how long it's going to be usur. So it would take an hour to go there and back and bring the item. So it's not mutter even after Shabbos till an hour later. So there's Chazal asur b'teisha yasu, this way to take away the motivation a person might have to ask the non-Jew to do it for him. So we differentiate between what type of hanoah we're talking about. Direct hanoah is usur. Other ones are mutter. We differentiate between whether it's a malacha deraisa, then it's usur to all Jews, or malacha derabanan, which is usur only to the person and his family. And we add on, we extend the isur till after Shabbos also, to the amount of time it would take to have completed that work had he waited till after Shabbos. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.